He is the cup that transformation comes in. We are after a presence that changes everything. We want to make this city and this region famous for the presence of the Lord. We want to see worship that redefines
how people think of the Bible Belt.
If we want to reach this region in our area, you know, in this world, whatever, we as a church have got to come together. And it's not just one church that's going to do it. It's going to take us all.
We have a calling that we will change the atmosphere, that we will come against things.
He wants his kingdom to be overlaid in such a powerful way that crime drops, that sickness goes away, and even economically, this whole area can explode in the favor and the presence of God. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, what am I doing to attract the kingdom of heaven? What am I doing that positions me to have something flow through me that transforms the earth around me?
It's to create a path, a clear path for God to come in today, to break through all of that stuff that's been on you all week, to break through all that depression, to break through all that sickness.
What he did on the cross was he provided everything that we need to transform this world. You know, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Let me tell you what, it's not finished for us.
It's just starting.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I am your host. We just had the first ever Unite Worship Gathering. Faith Assembly in Joplin, Missouri hosted it, and Carrie Jones, the worship pastor there, hosted it so fabulously. It was a powerful time, 24 hours of vertical worship led by worship leaders from all over the region. And I have to say, I ran sound for the whole 24 hours. I have to say, it was so powerful. And I actually asked my wife, Haley, to sit down with me. She was there for a lot of it, and I asked her to just help me have this conversation and explain what it was like to be there. So what do you think? I mean, what was going through your mind, even from the practical to the spiritual? I mean, what was this event like?
Well, it was really fabulous. I was very impressed with the whole thing. I wasn't really sure what to expect. We haven't, you know, done one before, so it was all new. It was a learning experience. And I have to say, I was super impressed with all of the teams that participated and the seamless way that they flowed in and out. I mean, we had bands coming in and setting up while someone else was going and then tearing down when the other one had started. And it just was so smooth. It was powerful. It was easy to worship.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, it was different than a church service worship. It was, I don't know if I can describe it right. It was like just a warm, cozy, you go be with Jesus and I'll be with Jesus and all together we're all with Jesus kind of a deal. It was really cool. There were moments that were loud and they were powerful and were very demonstrative and declarative and prophetic and speaking things over our region and over the nation. And then there were times, one in particular, Ray and Tiff Velez, I walked in on their session and it was like you walked into a Jesus blanket.
Yeah.
It was super mellow but wonderful.
Yeah.
All at the same
yeah.
time. So we had, you know, from one end to the other, and I was absolutely in love with the fact that so many different styles of music and voices yeah. were representative.
Yeah.
Are represented there. I was just majorly impressed. I had a great time and I cannot wait until we do another one.
Yeah. Well, one thing that we tried that we actually borrowed from a friend, Henry Haney, in San Diego, California, which is called Worship in the Round. And it's not necessarily a new thing. I mean, we see groups like Worship Mob and House Fires do this. But basically, it looks like the worship group or band or whatever you want to call it is in a circle facing each other in the middle of the room, which allows everyone else that comes in to participate to surround the band or the worship group. How did you think that went?
I thought that was really good. I enjoyed being in the round, that was very different. Being able to see your whole team, to see their faces, I felt like it was easier to communicate. I mean, it's different, but it was really fun. Mm-hmm. And then as a spectator part, I really liked being on the outside of the circle and just feeling like there was freedom to worship however I wanted to worship.
Yeah.
You know, it was real easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that reminds me of, we had some dancers there, and that made it so powerful to see people worshiping like that. I just loved that part. The whole event seemed to culminate in the very last set.
Yes.
And there was, it started out like all the rest of the sets, just wonderful and powerful. The last hour of the 24-hour gathering was a little mind-bending.
Yeah, it was kind of drippy.
Yeah, it just, something from God came into that room that is hard to put into words, especially on a real short podcast like this. But basically, I think the takeaway is that everyone is saying more, more, more. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
God's in this. Let's do this and see where it goes and see where God wants to take it.
Yeah, it was good. That last hour blew my mind. I felt like it was like one of the longest hours of my life, but in a really great way.
Yeah.
Not like that you're giving birth to a child and it's never going to end way.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing. And at one point it just, you know, the music kind of stopped and it was just the voices. And
right.
That was just really beautiful. And then I enjoyed seeing all the kids, because there were a group of kids there, and boy, they started jumping and dancing and moving, and there was a lot of freedom. And I know it's hard to describe. It's hard to describe what exactly happened, except that I know it was God. I know when He walked in the room, like, you knew it. It, everything shifted. It changed the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The air in the room felt thicker and more charged, or I mean, that sounds weird, but it was definitely like something started happening that wasn't because of us, and it wasn't because of the band, and it wasn't because of the people that were there. It was because the Holy Spirit, you know, cranked it up a notch.
Yeah.
Or two or three.
Yeah. Well, we are going to be doing another Unite Worship Gathering sometime in March. Others are being scheduled, actually. A whole other city is working on a time and a location for this. So it's really catching on. There's a buzz all over Facebook. Facebook servers are probably overloading from this part of the country. But there's a lot of buzz, a lot of talk, a lot of excitement. So we're going to be hosting another one. And you'll just have to wait and see the time and the place. But we're really looking forward to that again. On today's podcast, I actually sat down at the Unite Worship Gathering. It was around midnight sometime with Josh Bussey. He's a worship leader at Oasis Church of Joplin. And in the background, you'll hear the worship room going on and people singing. And it was such a cool atmosphere to do a podcast in. But I sat down with Josh and we just had a conversation. You know, what could happen here? Where's God going to take this and what's possible? So thanks for listening and enjoy my podcast with Josh Bussey.
Fueling leaders of heaven's invasion.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in. Come rushing in.
All right, Josh. So we're sitting here at the first Unite Worship Gathering. I don't know, it's probably about midnight.
Yeah.
We've had, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours of worship.
Yeah.
And you led a couple hours. Man, it was so powerful.
Oh, yeah.
It was just wave after wave. So I thought we could sit down and talk about, you know, what you experienced tonight, what you're feeling in your heart about, you know, what God's doing in our region and stuff like that.
Especially the point to this whole the Unite gathering. And I love how they brought up, you've talked about it earlier, as you said, it's a, you know, vertical worship. It's a totally difference when you have that mind frame and the people come in and to a gathering where it's purely going towards God. It's not a show.
Right.
It's not a show.
Not a performance.
Not a performance. I'm here on a Friday night.
Yeah.
When, you know, on a normal Friday night, a normal person would, you know, go to movies or go, you know, whatever they do. But I set apart a time, so, you know, I'm going after God.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about tonight, because the people that came tonight knew and expected, you know, and mm-hmm. and so it was beautiful. It was beautiful to see people here to engage. Now, you know, today was a great, great starting point mm-hmm. for what is to come, because I feel that there's plenty more down the road. There's plenty more down the road, you know. And I said, as soon as I walked in, I had a long day at work before I got in here, but as soon as I walked in this building, God's presence hit me. I was like, wow. And yeah. As soon as I walked in this door, I wasn't even in where the worship and prayer was going on, but I knew, because, and you know, and it, that starts out with, you know, people coming in with the expectation. God, he, you know, he's meeting that expectation. I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's here. So I that's what we gotta strive for, is to be in his presence. And you know, nothing significant has to happen, you know, or a great feeling, you know, it doesn't, that's not necessarily what I'm looking for. You know, I just want to, and I think, you know, everyone should want to be here near him. Yeah. Whatever it takes, wherever it's going to go, wherever he goes, I want to be.
Yeah.
And he was here, you know, he was here tonight, you know, and he showed up in an obvious way. I love when he shows up in like an obvious, like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, a big way.
In a big way. And so I like that. I want to hear the testimonies. I've saw people back there getting prayed for. I saw families, it looks like, being prayed for and things like that. And like I said, when you're in that presence, anything's possible. And I'm glad this has happened, because if you get an atmosphere of people with that kind of expectation, who knows the testimony is going to come from it.
Right.
You know, and how many people are going to open up? Because I feel God's put in my heart that there's a spiritual stiffness in a lot of people, in God's people. And like they're, you know, like they're waiting, you know, on something. I don't know. That's what God's kind of put in my heart. And today I felt like there was a breakthrough in some people.
Yeah.
In that, you know what, I'm going after God. Whether you're going after now, you coming. And that's kind of, and that's the mentality I came in with today, worshiping. And I told my team this. I said, we're going to go out to God. And, you know, I want you to give it, you know, be who you are. You know, go there. You're not trying to impress anyone. We're just going out to God. And I said, I'm going there. Whether you're coming or not, are you coming? And that's the mentality I came in with today, when leading worship, you know. And so I want to get there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you want to come, I want you to come, but.
Yeah. Well, we set it up different tonight. You know, we tried the worship in the round thing, which is all the worship team in a circle facing each other in the middle of the room,
yeah.
and then everybody surrounding us. And there was a lot of people here tonight.
Yeah.
The crowd thinned out a little bit because we're, you know, approaching the wee hours of the morning. But, man, what'd you think of that?
I think, especially for a beginning process to see. To see that enthusiasm, to see that these many people here was a success to me.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a huge success to see that there is a desire in the body of Christ, you know, not just within worship leaders, but in the body of Christ for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoy, you know, it's just awesome to see that. I enjoyed being around everyone here, and just to see this many people, whether, you know, and everyone worships different. Everyone, even people that sat down just soaked in God's presence.
Yeah.
They were here.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
They were here,
yeah.
You know, and they can come back, you know. And so I'm excited. I love that. I love to see that people, you know, I like, of course, the worship, we look for people to engage, you know, for their benefit, for their breakthrough. Or whatever, but that doesn't matter. They are here, Mm-hmm. And you know, and now I was happy to see them, how many people showed up for it. And it's just gonna, for me, it's just gonna get bigger. I know it's gonna get bigger and greater, and we're gonna see more testimonies. I believe God, this is the beginning, and I believe God is going to do miraculous things through this. I know it's gonna happen. I'll take this over. I know it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Our God is faithful.
Yeah.
And it will happen.
Yeah.
You know, and we're gonna see God manifested in a way that we've never seen before, that we never thought could happen.
Right.
And I can't wait to those times. Right now, I'm just grateful for his presence. I mean, just to say, God, where can I go? Where can I find you? I'm, you know, and just to sit in that atmosphere of his presence.
Yeah.
It's no better way to spend a Friday.
Right. You know, the other unique thing about what we're doing in this Unite Worship Gathering is that there's no preaching. Mm-hmm. There's no agenda. The only agenda is his presence.
Right.
And that really does something to the gathering.
Yeah.
You know, when people come in, you know, some people have never attended something like this, so they're kind of looking around going, you know, well, how does this work? Man, it's his presence.
Yes.
And there's so many parallels from the Old Testament on through, like, you know, some things at the cross we kept and some things we lost. We lost sacrifices, right. You know, but we kept Davidic worship.
Yeah.
So we kept the worship that has occurred. And, you know, lots of stories and things we can draw parallels to from the Old Testament. When Israelites worshiped, they camped around the presence.
Right.
They didn't camp around a sermon.
Right. They camped around the presence, you know, man.
That was the agenda. It was the presence of God in the center.
Tabernacle, man. I mean, it was key. The tabernacle, the presence of God, it's what they lived for.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and that's what I love about these gatherings. And what, you know, I believe through these gatherings, we're going to see people not just worship in this setting, but I'm talking about worship with their lives.
Yeah.
You know, offering their bodies as a living sacrifice and acceptable. I want to see people walk this worship out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see them, you know, I believe people are going to be delivered from things that's been in their lives that they couldn't walk out the worship.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't offer their bodies as a living sacrifice. I believe that we're going to see people changed, broken, freedom. And you know, I sang a song about freedom today. God, and that was a spontaneous, honestly. It was a spontaneous, honestly. I feel like God just, we're in the spirit of the Lord, or just freedom.
Yeah.
So when I started singing that song and doing the worship day today, tonight, I felt like people need to hear it, and I felt freedom be bestowed on people. And I hope that people walk out of here free, walk out understanding that they're free and they can walk and they can live worship out. You know,
right.
That's the number one thing I want to see. I want to see people live worship out.
Right.
God wants to see people live worship out, live this out.
For sure.
That's the true act of worship.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's ultimately you want to see, because when you live worship out, it's so easy to enter when you have a worship or a corporate setting like this.
Yeah.
It's so easy when you live in worship out.
Right, right, right.
You know, and that goes for me. You know, that goes for anyone. You know, Levites, all of us, all the worship leaders, anyone. I mean, you know, I want to, you know, and so that's, I want to see that. I want to see people change in that way from these, you know, different situations
you
know, for people.
Well, you know, we approached this night as a bit of an experiment, you know. We've gotten together several times, me and you and several others, and we were like, man, what can we do? There's just something we can do more.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't know what it was, and
right.
So we thought, well, let's try this. But I think it's safe to say that we need to do it again.
We definitely, definitely need to do it again. And, you know, I think we talked about in the Bible, we're talking, you know, in those last days where it, you know, the more you gather together, the better in these last days. So, don't stop, you know. Don't stop, you know. Coming together, you know. First of all, the body of Christ coming together in unity, putting away all denominations, and coming together is one of the biggest goals in general with it, with what's going on with the gathering.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we bring that unity to the body of Christ, And then, you know, continue to come together is key, the fellowship. We need to have that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we definitely don't need to stop. You know? We have more and more gatherings where God's presence, you know, ultimately where we want God's presence just to be, you know, and what a better way to have God's presence with between all the church and the body of Christ in unity.
Yeah, what could happen?
So much. I mean, you know, so much can happen, and I mean, that's just it's my heart's desire. I want to see that. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I'm just so, and today, I mean, even today, I felt like a passion that was kindling a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, or just fading away, has already just rejuvenated.
Wow.
I mean, just in that instance, you know, one encounter, we were talking about one encounter with God.
Yeah.
Can change anything.
Yeah.
One encounter in His presence I needed passion, you know. It's hard to, like, Josh Bussey, you know, worship, you know, then I needed passion, you know. I'm just been praying over that for all the people, all the worship leaders and you know, the people of God, that God just pours out passion for it, you know. And you know, but one encounter, like, I mean, I went after God today, and one encounter, I felt rejuvenated. I have that passion to just push through,
right?
You know, and I love it, man. This is good. This is a good thing.
Yeah,
you never go wrong doing a good thing.
No, that's right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat. And they're still worshiping in there. I can hear them.
Yeah, I'm about to get in there.
But anyway, you carry such a powerful thing, and I just love being around you.
Yeah.
And you, when you worship with your group and your guys,
yeah,
man, you guys did such a powerful job tonight.
And I appreciate it. I want to thank you, because I know the hard work you and Carrie put towards this, and thank you for your passion. I told you that the other day. I said thank you for your commitment to this, being the go-getter. You know, we need that person that says I'll go.
Yeah.
You know, and setting apart and making this available for people, and it's showing. And so I appreciate you so much for just all the, you know, it could be chaotic, you know, with a lot of different things, a lot of things to think about, like, you know, with these kind of things, you know, this is not something you just throw together,
right?
You know, yeah. And so I know it took a lot of work, a lot of planning, and that's time away from your family and things like that. But I mean, thank you for that. Thank you for that sacrifice. And I mean, I just kind of, all I had to do is kind of walk in and sit on the piano and start playing and worship, you know. Yeah. So I just appreciate you, man, for that.
Thanks. Awesome.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. For more information about Next Gen Worship and to listen to other podcast episodes, visit nextgenworship.com.